It's really great to have David Harris in the studio this morning. David is the Illinois Department of Revenue Director, and he and I were just discussing his time as office, and he's 6 years. Like, seems like longer. David Harris. Dave, it's good to see you again, buddy.
Good seeing you again, Tom. It's good to be here in wonderful Southern Illinois, and I can verify that there's road construction here just like there is up north.
Yes, everywhere, right?
That's right.
You get down here a lot compared to past revenue directors.
I do. This is my third visit since I've been the revenue director, and I'm very proud of the fact that I want to come down to Southern Illinois, see my team down here as well.
You have a hell of a team. I was looking it up. I'm glad you brought up team. I looked it up, and I was reading into it, and I really thought it was interesting because of the skills that you use in your department. Chief of Enforcement, vacant right now, but still, maybe somebody's in there now. Chief Administrative Law Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Chief Internal Auditor, Information Officer, Investigations, Criminal Investigations Manager, General Counsel. You have a lot of different services, and I always think about you as being the one of the few people that goes back and gets frequent flyer miles or points on their credit card for buying calculators, right? But you have to run all the people that use the calculators, and yeah. the oversight is something I think I hadn't given too much thought about.
Well, I have 22 different program areas within the department. There are a total of roughly 1,400 employees spread out over 26 different program areas. As you mentioned, general counsel. I have a police force, the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, to enforce the tax laws in the state of Illinois. Our collections, our account processing, we get 6.2 million individual income tax returns during the course of the years. Those have to be processed, as well as all the others, other types of forms that come in. 13 million tax forms come in during the course of the year. So it takes a quality professional team, and I got to tell you, they do a great job.
But you know what's interesting, I think, for your job, and you look at it this morning, you know, projections revised. But to me, the operative word is projections.
You hit the nail on the head, Tom. A couple of things to keep in mind. The Department of Revenue concentrate on the big three: the individual income tax, the sales tax, and the corporate income tax. All three of those are going to, by estimate, receive more tax dollars next fiscal year than they did this fiscal year. The individual income tax by $300 million, sales by $160 million, and corporate by $90 million.
David, the most money ever coming in through the three major sources of funding in the state of Illinois?
Yeah, that's right, for those three sources. But the thing to remember is this is a projection for the next 12 months. So from the time the budget was introduced and the governor introduced, as he has for the past 6 years, a balanced budget, from the time that budget was introduced 3 months ago, look at what's happened. The stock market decreased by 20%. Tariffs have been all over the
board. But it bounced back.
It has come back. But if you're a businessman and one day you wake up and the tariffs in China are 50%, and the next day they're 104%, and 2 days later they're 154%, how can you plan for that revenue-wise? Well, it's the same thing in government. You're planning for what may occur 12 months down the road. So revisions make sense, and they have to occur based on what's occurring in the economy.
I would think you would have a distaste for uncertainty that would be rivaled only by people in on Wall Street.
Without a doubt. I mean, certainty is helpful both in the business community as well as in the government community. I mean, and the pressures, of course, this year are going to be very real on the General Assembly and the governor to work out a budget. But they will, I'm convinced that the governor, as he has, will only sign a balanced budget.
You know, with Illinois' reputation for taxes, how do you feel about that, David? I mean, you have these critics outside and inside the state of Illinois. I mean, you do the counting. Policies, not, you know, you have policy based out of your office based on here's the revenues.
Right.
But when you see Illinois in this, well, let me put it in a different context. I think the governor, if they haven't in Missouri, hasn't signed it, he will, $53 billion budget for the state. $53 billion, almost to $55.5, which is, I think, the projected budget for the state of Illinois this year.
Four, right?
But I don't hear them squalling like smash cats about taxes.
Tom, all this talk about taxes in Illinois, granted, every state has taxes of one sort or another. Our taxes, as an example, our individual income taxes at 4.95% is reasonable compared to other states around the nation. Yes, Indiana may be a little bit lower, but it's progressive. As an example, it's a progressive tax in Iowa. Most states have progressive taxes. Ours are flat. I will admit one thing. We have an issue with property taxes. When it comes to taxes, that's an issue that we have without a doubt.
And see,
those other taxes are fairly reasonable.
Well, when we yell about taxes, we don't differentiate.
That's right.
And yeah, you picked the right hot button. I expect my text line to light up any second now, because property taxes is where people squall like smash cats once again in that particular case. So here's another issue I want to bring up with you, because I've got an opportunity today and I don't want to lose it. I've had to spend a lot of time. In fact, the mayor, Mike Abscher of Marion, invited me over to his office and spent a lot of time explaining to me star bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And see, there were star bonds one and star bonds two, which is, there's another issue there. But when it comes to star bonds two, is that why you're here today, David?
I am here for the star bond groundbreaking for that for the star bond project. Yes,
You know, and it was interesting. I talked to the director of business development, Jennifer Olson, and she says, you know, her team had gone in and looked at the old mall,
mm-hmm.
and said, you know, everything's been ripped down. Now they're putting things back up to create this thing. People don't see it. It's inside the building. In the simplest possible terms, first off, unique. It's the only place that this is done in the entire state of Illinois. I think maybe someplace in another state that we use some ideas from them. What is star bonds, David?
Real simple. I'll do it in 30 seconds. How's that? The revenue above a certain level is dedicated to pay the bonds. And that certain level is the tax revenue, the sales and revenue tax level that was established in 2019. 2019 is the base. The tax revenue that comes in above the 2019 level is devoted to the bonds. I can tell you that as of today, $2.89 million has been distributed to the Star Bond Project over the last 1 year. First distribution took place in April of 2024. In the past year, they have received $2.89 million to pay for those bonds.
Okay. There's a couple of interesting points I think we should make here. David Harris joining us. He's the Illinois Department of Revenue Director. It's not taking taxes away from somebody else.
Absolutely not.
One of the first stipulations, I think.
The taxes are as they were before. The difference is where they're going. Instead of all the money going into the coffers that was going into before, what comes in based at the 2019 level goes into those coffers as they did before. Everything above that base, the 2019 base, which is called the increment, all of the increment goes for the Star Bond project.
All right. Now, I think that's an important item. Now, I had told David before we went on the air that we had recently done an interview with the Williamson County Commissioner explaining somebody had gone online and started these rumors, and you know how social media is these days, that, you know, if there was an audit, something wrong with Williamson County, they haven't even had their audit yet. They've had it, the report's not out, that, you know, that would endanger star bonds because there are stipulations on this. And first off, it's not a county project, it's a city project. But the part about stipulations is correct. There's been every effort made to ensure this is monitored closely and succeeds. Stipulations and controls and guardrails on this subject are something that's almost been totally undiscussed.
Well, there are guardrails, you're right. And from, again, I'm looking at it from the state's perspective. And I will tell you that the city did an excellent job of checking every box that was required by statute to make sure that this was enacted properly. And the state is protected here. The state is not on the hook. As an example, if the star bonds, for some reason, it doesn't work out, the state's not on the hook. So there are guardrails along the way, and we drafted, as a matter of fact, an additional memorandum to make sure that the responsibility fell locally. In terms of anything with Williamson County, I'm unaware of anything that may have developed there, but that should not impact star bonds at all.
Yeah, because, I mean, I look at this as the guardrails were put in there, and I said this is after talking to a lot of people, to one, ensure its success, and two, to protect it from failure.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two different items, right? Mm-hmm. Because the success, I mean, who buys these bonds, David?
Oh, well, the bonds, like any bond that's issued, individuals who are looking for a stable return on a long-term bond, this project has real potential. If you look at the initiatives that are involved here with the entertainment project and the modular homes and the home products that are being sold and the power sports and the entertainment center, it could really be a dynamic economic creator.
Now, Sarah, here's the interesting thing about this, and David just brought this up. We talked about the revenue. Entertainment is revenue, and the idea is to make this a entertainment destination, not just a shopping destination, entertainment mm-hmm. destination. Mm-hmm. I'm curious as to what they come up with to put in there that would draw somebody from Paducah, Cape Girardeau, Mount Vernon. Mm-hmm. I mean, St. Louis. I mean, I want people to come here and leave their wallet if they would.
That's a laudable objective from an economic perspective.
Do you know, is there a percentage guarantee on the bond, a percentage return on your investment? Do you know? On your bond, you will get X number of dollars back after.
I have to tell you, I don't know what the interest rate was at which the bonds were floated.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But yes, there's a guaranteed interest rate on the bonds.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to compare it to my CDs.
Yeah. Market rates are, I don't know specifics, but market rates for a bond like this would probably be in the 4.5% or thereabouts, give or take a few. Hundredths of a percent.
You know what I find interesting, David, is in meeting with you, talking with you, reading your material, you're so consistently squared away. Now, I use squared away intentionally. Military background, is that what made David Harris? Is because whenever I talk to you, you're a different kind of guy. You're always squared away, nonplussed. I admire that about you. I always admire personal characteristics I don't possess. So, military, is that where really you got your feet?
Tom, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. And yes, I spent a total of 33 years in the military.
In what branch?
I was in the Army and spent most of my time, after active duty time, I spent most of my time in the National Guard. And as you may be aware, I retired as what's known as the Adjutant General, which is the commanding general of the Illinois National Guard.
Right. I'm a proud owner of the Seven Seals Award.
There you go.
One of the highest civilian award given by the National Guard in Illinois.
Excellent. Excellent.
So I've done a lot of work, and that's the reason why. That's probably why I recognize you in that sense. Do you find that, you know, going forward, that it's hard to find other people who do have this sense of, and this is the other thing that I've derived from you for many years. You stay in your lane. You work your lane. Integrity is one of the things you do, and it's like today, you know, it's a moving thing. You know, people can't. So this is exactly how much money we're going to make this year. I defy the person that can do that.
Right.
You know, and have their accuracy, but all the swirling things that go around you, and for you to keep your head, do you see that in the next generation? Can that be cultivated when it comes to these financial items and have more professionals with integrity in these positions?
Oh, I think so. And we have quality people, and we have quality people coming up. And you know, the governor has run an administration. Look across the governor's administration. He has not had any ethical problems among his team. He has picked, and I'm privileged to be among the members, he has picked what I think is a quality team. They know their stuff. They do it, and they do it well. So kudos to him and to the others, my colleagues that serve in his administration.
So what do you see in the future for Illinois when it comes to the Department of Revenue seat behind that desk? What's our future look like?
Oh, I think positive. I mean, yeah, sure. We have a little bit of a budget deficit this year, perhaps. In the article,
when you say a little bit, about $500 million.
Oh, yeah, but wait a minute. In California, Governor Newsom is dealing with a $12 billion budget deficit.
All right, now here's what's funny. Not funny, but funny. Ha ha. Brown steps out of the office, and Governor, there's a huge surplus in California's coffers. You remember that? Right? You remember it?
Well, I'm old enough to know Jerry Brown.
Well, this is the second time Jerry Brown came back.
All right.
And he steps out of the office, and he says, Governor, what do you want people to know? I'm afraid that the legislature will blow the hard work that we have done to develop a surplus in California. I'm worried with the legislature, they'll blow the money. His words. $12 billion.
Well, California is California. This governor has passed a balanced budget 6 years in a row, and I'm convinced he's not going to sign a budget that is not balanced for FY26.
He had to make some hard decisions to make that happen.
Well, he did, and this year is going to be tough, but he will work with the legislature. Look, it's a joint project. There's an old saying, and being a former legislator myself, the governor proposes and the legislature disposes, but it's a joint project. He'll work with the legislature to craft a budget which is balanced.
Have you done any work, because I know with this tax project in Jackson County, Grand Tower Power, $6.2 million was given in property taxes and then refunded, and there's pending legislation. Talk to Jacobs and Fowler. Are you involved in that, Dave?
I'm not involved in it. We do, as you know, the Department of Revenue creates the equalizer every year. I would imagine the equalizer over there is probably one. That's what it is generally for most of the counties downstate. That is, I'm aware of the issue. It's a difficult problem, and especially for a county that does not have a large tax base, to have to give back that kind of tax dollars.
That's almost non-existent tax base.
That's a hit, and there's no question about it. Again, that's one of those things that has to be worked out. If that bill moves forward, has to be worked out legislatively and within the confines of the budget.
Okay. And David Harris, Department Director of Revenue, before I let you go today, if you pull the curtain back just a little bit to let us peek in, what would you want us to see that we've never seen before? Behind the curtain, the Department of Revenue, what is something that people don't know about your job, your staff? Secret of success. Just want to know. I want to peek behind the curtain, David. What's back there?
They are all talented, quality people, many of whom have been there 25, 30, 35 years, and they serve the people of the state of Illinois. Nobody likes taxes, but we do it efficiently. And let me give you an example. We are audited every year, as is every department in government. For this past year, we had no audit findings. We are doing things the right way.
David Harris, Illinois Department of Revenue Director. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Good to be with
Nothing
you.
Nothing like an A++, is there? 842.